At every stage of home education, you're going to encounter fears and concerns, beginning with the one we are going to address today. Fears and concerns are to be expected whenever we determine to follow an unfamiliar path. Now, if we consider fears and concerns to be symptoms, all we need to find is a cure for each. There is an antidote or cure for both of them. The antidote for a concern is a solution, and the best solution is always simple. So I'm going to offer you some simple solutions for your concerns. What do you think is the antidote for fear? It's called faith. We believe or we're scared. That's what it boils down to. We are not to confuse worldview and religion with faith. I believe that faith is tied to truth, and truth is determined by God, not man. Everybody has a worldview, and everybody is religious, even when they insist they are not. But not everyone has faith. Whenever faith is lacking, fear is experienced. I'm going to discuss some of the most common fears and concerns of home education in this series. I will be coming at them from a Bible-based faith perspective and largely as an unschooler. You'll understand more about this perspective as we proceed. In the pre-structured period of a child's education, the question is, why should I home educate? Here's the simple answer: because it is the best option most of the time. I cannot truthfully say that it is for everyone, but it most certainly is for those who gave up their job or career to be home with the children. The other thing to consider is that the alternative really isn't so good. Nobody can know a child better than a loving parent, and you are already his or her greatest teacher. You potty trained the children, you gave them the most difficult thing they're ever going to learn in their life, and that's called language. You've taught them to speak intelligently. You train your children for the first 6 years, and then you determine to let them be taught by some professional who knows very little about them. We do this without questioning the system or truly knowing the system or the teacher's worldview perspective. We are just truly unaware of what is being taught, even if in a private school that claims to share your worldview. By default, you are your child's greatest teacher, because nobody knows or cares for a child more than a loving parent. As truly unique individuals, children need the consistent individual attention that only a parent can provide. That's all there is to it. Now, when I ask parents why they are not teaching their children at home, I get a number of answers. Listen carefully to these reasons for not home educating. I could never do that. I don't know anything about it. I'm too busy. I'm not patient enough. I'm not educated enough. I only have grade 1, 3, 8. I couldn't teach high school. I have to work. I have a career. I can't afford it. I believe the government had that responsibility, or simply, I'm not interested, or I don't want to. Have you noticed that every one of those excuses start with the word I? Parenting demands sacrifice. This should be an obvious fact. When you gave birth, your life changed. Whether you're the mother or the father, you suddenly stop being number one. Any healthy individual should realize that in order to properly parent a child, the child must take priority in the parent's life. Now, children always believe they are the center of the universe, which is precisely what we have to fix when parenting. It is truly sad when parents who somehow missed this important lesson put themselves first, whether by failing to provide for the child through career ambitions or unabashed selfishness. Parents have the freedom to choose. The choice is, will you sacrifice yourself for the sake of your children, or will you sacrifice your children for the sake of yourself? If you give this some serious thought, those are the only two options that parents have. No matter what decision is made, something will always need to be sacrificed. But only the sacrificing of the I can be legitimately considered to be a sacrifice. Sacrificing something other than I actually is more of an offering than a sacrifice. Think about that.